Ukraine on the offensive, NATO allies align before Ankara showdown. A striking confluence of diplomatic signals has reframed the Ukraine conflict in the space of 48 hours. French President Macron declared a reconvergence between Europe and the United States on Ukraine's strategy. NATO officials stated on the record that Ukrainian strikes are threatening President Putin's grip on power and the U.S. State Department publicly described Ukraine as winning the war for now, a significant shift in official Washington language. President Trump, whose relationship with President Zelensky was famously hostile, went so far as to call the Ukrainian leader courageous. The structural engine behind this diplomatic realignment is a Berlin meeting of defense ministers from Europe's five largest military powers: France, Germany, the United Kingdom, Poland, and Italy. Convened specifically to unify positions ahead of the NATO summit in Ankara on July 7th and 8th. That kind of pre-summit coordination among the alliance's heavyweights typically signals anticipation of a contested agenda. Macron's public reconvergence framing suggests the internal European fear that Trump would withdraw U.S. support has at least temporarily eased. On the battlefield, Zelensky announced that Russian drone guidance relay stations along the Belarusian border have stopped operating, a meaningful operational shift given that Russian drones had used Belarusian territory as a routing corridor, posing consistent problems for Ukrainian air defenses. Zelensky had issued a one-week ultimatum specifically targeting those stations, and whether Belarus acted voluntarily or under behind-the-scenes pressure remains unclear. NATO officials claim that Ukrainian strikes are threatening Putin's political position, lands against a backdrop of a Russian economy under severe strain, documented domestic resistance to conscription, and tensions within the Russian military command structure dating to the 2023 Wagner Mutiny. The deeper tension the Ankara summit must navigate pits Macron's consistent push for a diplomatic off-ramp that avoids humiliating Moscow against the firm insistence of Poland and the Baltic states on full territorial integrity, two positions that have not been reconciled. Complicating the picture further, Trump said alongside NATO Secretary General Rutte at the White House that he personally asked Turkish President Erdogan to stay out of the Iran conflict, a remarkable claim that signals Turkey's potential involvement was a genuine concern at the highest levels. Meanwhile, Iran is publicly calling the U.S. deal a declaration of America's defeat, framing widely read as domestic audience management. Trump's formal request to Congress for $88 billion, approximately $70 billion for Pentagon operations related to Iran, and Lockheed Martin winning a $35 billion contract to quadruple THAAD missile defense output, suggest the post-deal phase is far from settled.